Well, we have the great privilege of Pastor Charlie Ricardo preaching this morning. Give him a very warm welcome. Pastor Charlie, what can I say about Pastor Charlie? He's been here forever, I think, and he does so much work in our community. He does the Friday community lunches, the Monday night family dinners. We have so many ideas and things that we want to do to just really keep building his kingdom and building the church. So
it's great.
Church, can we just really lean in and participate? And you have freedom to shout amen. You have freedom to clap and encourage Charlie as he preaches this morning.
Stand up. You can dance. Do the boogie when you hear something good. Well, really good to be here. Thanks, music team. You guys are amazing. Do you guys want to sit down? Let's give them a big hand. These guys are incredible. They practice during the week. They get here early and they do an amazing job. That is just so good. Wonderful. Well, Lord, God is so good. I'm going to share something really good. One of my values and one of my things is I want to have fun up here. I want to enjoy myself. I don't want to not enjoy myself. So what about you? Do you want to enjoy yourself today? Yes. Walking with God is an enjoyment. Yes. It is amazing. The word says, serve the Lord with gladness. It is a glad thing to serve God. It is an amazing thing to serve God. It is just beautiful. And so this morning, I'd like to start off with our scripture. Oh, this is the title of my message today. Here I am, send me. Whoa, okay. Heavenly Father, I just pray today, Lord, your hand upon us. Lord, that you will just bless us, Lord, today. Lord, that you will keep us. I pray for health, Lord. Those that need strength, Father, strength and healing, Father, that there will be healing in the name of Jesus. I left my glasses down here. Otherwise, I won't be able to read. Where's my glasses gone? Yes, that is. Thank you. They walked over there during the service. Isn't that amazing? Okay. I really want to encourage us. I really want to encourage all of us today because, you know, I don't think there's enough encouragement out there. You know, you're coming to church, right, and God doesn't want to beat you up. He doesn't want to slap you around, kick you out and say, now get out there and go and do this and go and do that. No, he loves you. God pursues you with his love. Each and every one of you, he pursues you to bring hope and to bring faith and love to you. No doubt about it. You know the woman, there was a woman that many people wanted to stone. They wanted to kill her because she was caught in adultery. She was caught doing immoral activities. Well, I don't know where the bloke was. He should have been there as well, but I don't know why they pick on the woman for. It's crazy. But you know, Jesus, he said to all the people, all of her accusers, what did he say to them? Because if you're without sin, okay, throw the stone. All of them with guilt, shame, who knows, maybe some of them slept with her, dropped the stone and walked off. And what did Jesus say to her? He said, lady, I don't condemn you, just go and sin no more. He just said, go and stop. And so God today, he sees us and he just says to us, look, if you're doing something, just stop. Just stop. Look to me. And so this morning, I want to encourage us in this scripture. Something that we can do with our lives for God. Okay, can we go to Isaiah, please? Chapter 6. Let's read this. Can we read this together? Now, when we read this, right, and we do this together, you can't start off passionately and then die. All right? We've got to really keep the fervor up right until the end. Is that okay? Can we do that? And I'll try not to read too fast, but let's do this together. Should we stand up and do this? Come on, let's stand. The Word of God is beautiful. I just love it. It is water, it is bread to our soul, it is just amazing. Okay, ready? 1, 2. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood a seraphim. Each one had six wings, with two covered his face, two covered his feet, and with the other two he flew. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Now, where are we up to here? I've lost me. Verse 4, where is it? "And the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, 'Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' Then one of the seraphims flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged.' Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" Whoa, that is powerful. "Here I am, send me." God calls out and says, "Who shall I stand? Who shall I send? Who will go for me? Who will go for me?" And Isaiah says, "I will go. I will do this." Let's take our seats. So this, "Here I am, send me." What is it? What is he saying? He's basically saying, "Lord, use me." So my prayer is to encourage us that we'll be a people that God will use, that we'll be willing to be used by God. Now, this prayer, "Lord, here I am, send me," this prayer is something we can pray. It's fun. This prayer is fun. It can be a little bit scary, because who knows where you might go. "Lord, here I am, send me." You might just go to another country. Just imagine being called to the Maldives. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I could do that. Just imagine you could be called to the Amalfi Coast. Yeah, I can do that. Oh, yeah. "Yeah, Lord, here I am, send me." What about Hawaii? Oh, come on. Oh, dear. Some of you are going, "Yeah, I want to go to Paris. I'll go to New York." So anyway, so maybe some of you might be called to Fremantle. Yeah. "Lord, here I am." Yeah. The Freo district, surrounding districts. Maybe Beaconsfield. Maybe Hilton. Maybe Abercross. Maybe Wellard, the whole Kanata district. Maybe Port Kerr. Maybe your workplace, your sporting club, your school, talking to the mum or your dad, talking to a mum or a dad at school, talking to a neighbour, talking to someone new in church, serving in kids' church, serving in the cafe team, supporting the youth ministry. Maybe your sporting arena, your social networks. You know, there was a lady in our church last Sunday. She left. And her name is Sue Parkinson. And she's been a member of our church for years. She still really is a member here. It's not like, you know, she's not still a member. She's still a part of us. And we prayed for her. She has gone to a place called Mora. Because about 4 or 5 years ago, the Lord stirred on her heart to become a nurse. And so she went and she studied and she finished. And her desire was to do nursing in the areas where it's underprivileged, areas where they really need a nurse. She didn't want to go to the big hospitals. There's plenty of nurses around. That's something she didn't want to do. She wanted to go where there was a big need. And so we prayed for her last Sunday. And we blessed her. Anyway, I spoke to her during the week. We just chatted. She's having a great time, by the way. She's having a lot of fun. If you see her pics on Facebook, she's doing really, really well. And so at age 57, this woman, 57, she's gone. And she's basically, Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll go wherever you want. This is just a stepping stone for her. When I say stepping stone, it's just one step into that area. And eventually she wants to go further and further, and probably into missions and into some of the deserts. But here's a woman. Here I am, Lord, I'm available. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do. You know, Pastor Emma this morning gave a call out for people, if maybe you don't know Jesus. Do you know why we do that? Because it gives God an opportunity to move on people's hearts. You know, approximately about 8 years ago, Pastor Nigel did the same thing. And a gentleman, his name was Troy, he came out. Well, first of all, Debbie, his friend who was a member of our church, invited him to church. He just felt, I want Troy, come to church, come on. He'd been going through stuff. And he came. He was sitting over, about over here actually. And Pastor Nigel gave the call and he came out. And he gave his heart to Christ. And I came out with him and spent some time with him after. Then I caught up with him during the week. And he was early 30s, had a son, separated from his wife at the time. Or divorced, actually. It just wasn't going to happen anymore. And he shared with me how he was just fearful because of his sickness, you know, afraid of death and all of that. So anyway, so I prayed with him and I shared the word of God with him. And he felt really good because, oh, that's good. I don't have to be afraid of death, you know. So anyway, 10 days goes by and Debbie gives me a call, says, Charlie, Troy died. I go, what? Yeah, Charlie, he's dead. He's gone. So anyway, I went to the funeral and... you know, he gave his heart to Christ. He's in eternity. It goes quick. For some of us, you don't know your time, you don't know when. But that woman listened. She invited this young man. He came. He came to Christ. He passed away. Now, many of us, we're going to live to we're 80, to we're 90, whatever. But we don't know, do we? So thank God for people like Sue Parkinson and people like Deb, you know. It's not us at the front that get all the, you know, we just do the easy thing. Anyone here wants it? Yep, sure, come on out. But bringing somebody into the house of God, isn't that amazing? I think that's one of the greatest things that we can do. So being available, Lord, here I am, send me. It's a really, really good prayer to pray. Here I am, Lord, send me. Dave, can we play that little clip, please? Thank you very much. We're just going to show this.
Thank you, girls. Thanks. What's that? That's just a little reminder of what I'm doing, I guess. It's from Isaiah. God shows up looking for someone to be of service. Clean things up a bit. He says, whom shall I send?
About a month ago, my wife said to me, Charlie, what are you going to be preaching on, say, the 13th? On the 30th of October. I said, I'm preaching on Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Here I am. Send me. She goes, oh, I just watched this movie, true story, you know. And so I said, oh, let me have a look at it. So I saw that. I ended up watching all 5 series. It's amazing. It's a true story. But here's this woman in her role and her work, being available for God. She's a detective, that woman. And it's amazing what God can do with you when you are available, with him. And it may not always be tidy. Now, we think of that scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." You think, oh, that is so beautiful. Oh, that is so lovely. But what did Jesus go through? The whipping, the flesh being torn off his body, the piercings through his hand. Sometimes things can get a little bit, that won't ever happen to us. I get that. But do you know what I mean? Sometimes we think, oh, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to do that because it's inconvenient. It might be looking after this kid who's going to, you know, he's got a cold and helping a mum out from somewhere, you know. That's okay. We can do that. So wherever we are, we are on purpose, we are on mission, we are on assignment. To love on people regardless of their belief system. Doesn't matter whether they believe differently to us or not, we are there to love them. Lord, here I am. Send me. Lord, I'm available. God asks us to be willing and to be available. Even sometimes in prayer, could be just, you know, hearing of someone's circumstances. And you go, oh yeah, God can change that. So maybe it's circumstances that God wants you to listen to him. Get involved. And help change circumstances for people. Because what happens is we breathe faith and we breathe hope into lives. So a couple of tips. Okay, so I've talked about being available. Okay, that's one thing. All right, number two, what I want to talk about is, it's here I am. The first one is here I am, being available. Number two is send me, which means to serve. Send me. So we're servants of God, aren't we? We're here to serve God. We're here to bring about his kingdom. You know, we all pray, right? Who's prayed the Our Father? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah? Is that where we pray? Well, when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, who's going to bring the kingdom of God to this earth? Who brings it? It's us. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is Christ's lordship over our communities, over people's lives. The kingdom of God is within you. God calls you and I to bring his kingdom to pass here in our communities or wherever he may send you. There may be some people here that God's calling you. You might go to another nation. That's great. But God might be calling you here to help build his house. Build God's house. It might be like young Hannah puts her hand up to fill in a role here in our cafe. How old are you, Hannah? 15? 16, sorry. You look 20. You know, here she is. She takes over this role in the cafe. Look, and I know I haven't spoken to you about this, but she probably has a small idea. But really, she really has no idea what she's getting herself in for. Really, she doesn't. But you know, she's still there. She's still doing it. She's doing an amazing job. She's growing into it. That's what I mean when things sometimes might get messy. Isn't that amazing? You know, Josh and Bree have been running the junior youth band for I don't know how long, been serving. Serving to build his house, build into young people's lives. But next year, they need someone to run the junior youth band. I hope I'm allowed to say that. Is that okay? Yes. So come on, maybe you're there and there's something in you that's tugging and there's a voice saying, you could do that. Come on. Listen. you'll be fine. You'll be okay. You know, we all don't know what we're in for. I didn't know what I was in for when I started at Port Care. Seriously, some of the people you meet and you know, I've had a fight. One guy, you know, starts on me, and Lynn Marie and a couple others come and jump in and help and hold him down, and someone's calling the police. It was fun. It was really fun. Do you know what happened? We're holding each other right, because I don't want to punch him. I just don't want to hurt him. You know, but he's got me and I'm holding him. And we ended up in the bathroom, in the little toilet, cubicle. Seriously. And it's so small, it's smaller than this. And there's holes in the wall because of where we're holding, and I'm pushing him back and holding him. And there's holes in all the wall. The police come, they, you know, put the cuffs on him. And as he's walking out, he says, Charlie, will you come to the police station with me? You're just trying to kill me. Oh, dear. It is fun. God wants us to have fun. When we're serving him, God wants us to have fun. Yes. I've been on missions trips to China, you know, and I had fun. We're on mission, yeah, but I had a lot of fun. It's awesome. You might go on a missions trip to West Africa, to Sierra Leone. You might go to Liberia. Go. You'll have fun. You'll be on mission, but you're going to have fun, I'm telling you. It's great. You know, some Christians, right, don't be this kind of a Christian. Don't go, you know, I'm all out for God. 24/7. You know that angry look? You know, he won't go to the beach for a swim. He looks down on everything. I'm all out for God. That's it. Oh, Jim, do you want to come down to the beach? Or I'm going down and, you know, I'm on mission. No, come on, please, chill out. You know, Todd needs to get people like that and slap them around a bit, you know. Like, so we are, you know, you've got to have fun. You've got to enjoy yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's all good. Oh, and, you know, in serving, the way to, you know, it's okay to be great, to want to be great. I think it is okay to want to be great and do something for God, right? But the way of greatness is to serve. God's maths, right, is that we serve. That we serve. And he says, in due time, I will lift you up. Now, in the world, it's climbing the corporate ladder or any ladder of success. It's stepping on people. It's manipulation. It's backstabbing people. That goes on like you wouldn't believe. That's not God's way. It is to serve. If we think we're too good to serve, well, then you're too small to lead. You know who said that? Richard Wilkinson. Not our Richard, another Richard. But it's true. That's good, isn't it? Mark chapter 10, verse 43-45. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. You know, look at Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Gee, what humility. Imagine if I had to wash your feet. I don't know. I don't know if I'd do that. Get down. But that, you know, you understand the principle that we serve. You know, Budgie knows that too well in her business, in the best Indian restaurant in Australia, the Copper Chimney. They got a really good quality product, but they do good service. They serve really well. She trains them. Serving God. John chapter 13, verse 15-17. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. For very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor his messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now you know these things. You'll be blessed if you do them. Here I am. Send me. Here I am, Lord. Send me. We want to build our community. We want to build. We want to build into God's house. We want to build God's kingdom. We want to build and glorify and promote the name of Jesus Christ. You know, we don't want to just be fans of Jesus. I'm not a fan of Jesus. Yeah, you know, Jesus is great. But you want to be a follower of Jesus. It's about being a follower. It's about being a disciple for Jesus Christ. It's about being on mission for the King. We want to promote and love the Lord our God. Leadership always starts with our heart attitude. Can we do this? Are we able to do this? Here I am, send me. Are you able to be available? Are you able to serve in whatever capacity the Lord might put on your heart? And it may be just using common sense and going, yeah, I can do that. Wouldn't it be great if week in and week out, Claire comes to church on a Tuesday and she plays the answering machine. Claire, it's Jack Jones here. Is there anything I can do for you? Here's my number. Do you know what I was tempted to do? I was tempted to put Emma Wilkinson's mobile number up here and go, now SMS this number and tell her you're available. So I'll do whatever you want, Emma. Call me. Why not? You know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You can't do this on your own. You can't do this in your own. You need Jesus. You need his Holy Spirit. Emma shared last week about the living water. It's about coming and being filled with the love of God, making sure they're in the Word of God and spending time in his presence. You know, the disciples didn't do those miracles just by. They went and they waited on God. They prayed. God filled them with power from on high. And then they went out. Just going to do a couple of more stories. When I said, Lord, here I am, send me. The first church I attended, within 6 months, they had this outreach going on into the community. I said, yep, I'm involved. Put my name down, got involved. And we saw multitudes of young kids come to Christ. It was amazing. It was really, really good. It was really good. Something funny I can remember. I was there one night with a friend of mine who I used to knock around with before I was a Christian. And we were getting ready. We were finishing the night. And I had a van. I purposely bought a van so that I could run kids around. And he was in the car next to me. Then we had loads of kids in the back. And we had a couple of rough nuts that were there. And they just got there like 5 minutes before the end and they're hanging around in the car park. And one of them came up to me while I'm in the van. And he thought, what are you doing? You know, blah, blah, blah. And he disheveled my hair. He says, come on, come out here. Oh, no, have you? And I tell you, you never do that to me. Never, never. And I was like nearly half out of the car Thank God for his grace. Honestly, I just sense the presence of God just protecting me and being there like, it's okay. I go, look, mate, I'm not a fighter. I've done that years ago. I'm over all that and, you know. So anyway, so nothing happened. There was no fight, no nothing. My friend here who knew me from years, he goes, Charlie, I cannot believe that when he did that, that you didn't go off. I says, mate, this is what Jesus does. We need God. We need the Lord in everything that we do. You need the grace of God. We need God. Just going to wrap up. Helen and I, a couple of years ago, were in the United Kingdom visiting my daughter, who's living there in London. And we went to a conference there. And it was put on by Jay John. Anybody heard of Jay John? Anyway, Jay John, one of the mornings he was speaking. And so he began to speak and share about how God had put on his heart like a calling, go and visit. I want you to go and talk to this woman. She's a very influential woman, very famous woman. And he had access to her through his cousin. Anyway, he's going, oh, gee, it's a couple of hours away. He said to his wife, hon, would you come? Oh, hon, no, you go. You go on your own. You know, you'll be fine. You'll be okay. So he kept putting it off and he kept hearing it. Go, go, go. One morning he's out and about in the morning. He turns the radio on and he hears on the radio that Amy Winehouse is dead. She overdosed. That's the woman that he was to see. And he said, ever since that time, if I hear something, I will go. I will go. People, if you hear it, you hear it. We can do this. We can go. Jesus did say, go into all the world, preach the gospel. Make disciples of nations. Making disciples of people. We can do this. We can be available. We can serve. What might look impossible, let me tell you, is possible. We're going to hand out one of these to everybody. If we can do that now, that'd be good. Thanks, guys. I want you to know that what you think might be impossible, let me tell you, it is possible with God. It is possible.